But I actually I work with the Sunderland Voluntary Life Brigade. We are split into three different parts. I run the Coast Watch team. We keep a vigil from a lookout overlooking the beaches at Roker and Seaburn, where we log any small boats coming and going. We keep an eye out for people on the beach or on the pier that may get into difficulties. And then we have the search and rescue team. The name speaks for itself. It's a team of trained volunteers who have the use of a rescue vehicle. They can do cliff rescue and they can do search. They're trained in first aid and defibrillation. And then we have a museum. Our brigade goes back 140 years. In fact, it's our 140th anniversary this year. And we have a museum which opens up on a Sunday between 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, with lots of photographs, artifacts from the last 140 years. And I'm sure some of your listeners might enjoy going down there and spending time there on a Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely. So what do you do within that group of people?
Well, I run a team we call the Coast Watch team, and we man the Coast Watch Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday from 10 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We keep a lookout over the sea in case any small boats get into difficulty. We train a team of volunteers. As I say, there's about 20 in total. We teach them navigation, how to plot things on charts. We teach them about the weather. We teach them about the tides, and by the time they finish the training, they're quite skilled in doing this. We can communicate with the lifeboat, with the Coast Guard, on radio or telephone, and if we see any incidences going on, then we get in touch with the Coast Guard, and they will send out any rescue services as they seem fit.
Brilliant. So can you tell us why and how you decided to get into it? What did you do for that?
Well, I retired... quite early, actually. I was only 54 when I retired, which was about 12 years ago now. And I had, for a period, been in the Merchant Navy, and I had a strong interest in all things nautical. So I decided to go along to the Sunderland Volunteer Life Brigade and see if I could offer them any of my services. I became qualified and eventually did most of the training and running the organisation itself. And we have, let's say, about 20 people, ranging from young people who are trying to get the Duke of Edinburgh's award and they use our services as a backup for that, up to retired gentlemen. Our eldest volunteer is 80 years of age, believe it or not, but absolutely fit as a fiddle and a great member of the team. So we like to think that by spending a few hours a week, we may sometimes save people's lives, give people advice, and just be an assistance to the National Coast Guard organisation.
Absolutely. You mentioned there that you gave advice. Can you give our listeners five top tips for staying safe at the beach?
Right, Abby, I'll try and give you five. It might be more than five, I don't know yet. But coming to this time of the year now, lots of younger children are going down to the beach. And one of the things we hate to see is kids on airbeds and floating things coming off the beach without the supervision of adults. If a wind suddenly comes up, these people can be out of the piers in no time at all. We consider that to be a very, very dangerous situation. Another thing people should consider is the cold water. I'm sure every year you get some youngsters who drown in cold water. It's very hot outside. They jump in the cold water thinking it's going to cool them down, but they lose all sense. The water's that cold. That leads to a very dangerous situation and could well be death. Another thing to be careful of is alcohol. Now, it's people going down to the beach and they've had a lot to drink. Just last year, I witnessed people, a gang of boys, well, young men, jumping off the pier at low water into the freezing cold water. They were obviously very drunk. They could have drowned, they could have broken the neck, which happens on a few occasions.
Yeah.
So really, they've got to watch out for that. On that occasion, we called the Coast Guard. They sent a team down to advise them that what they were doing was actually, you know, really dangerous. But they can't stop them doing it. They're not breaking a law. All they can do is advise them what to do.
Yeah, and obviously we do support safe drinking and being sensible.
Yeah, but it's easy, isn't it? There's quite a few bars along the seafront and it's very hot, and particularly I think the young men, about once they've had a few to drink, then all sense goes out the window and they go down and you know, let's show off and jump into the water. Very, very dangerous. And also the effect of the waves. You see more in the winter weather, but when you get the big waves coming over the promenade down at Seaburn, and people take great delight as getting as close to the sea as they can and running away from it. And it is really, really dangerous. Last year, the police were down, the Coast Guard were down, our search and rescue team were down advising people that they shouldn't get too near these high waves.
Yeah.
And some people were quite abusive. You know, they thought that we were stopping them from having fun. And yet, just along our own coastline in the last few years, there's you know, one or two people died by just doing that. So that's what I would say as the top tips. You know, look after the youngsters on the airbeds. Don't let them out of your sight. In fact, they shouldn't be on the sea at all. They should only be used in pools. And for the older ones, just watch what you're drinking and be careful of the waves.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.